When does my child start losing teeth? Most children begin to lose their first baby teeth at approximately 6 years of age. The first teeth lost are normally the lower central incisors, bottom middle teeth. As these teeth begin to get loose, it is okay for the child to begin to wiggle on them. It will not cause any problems to the permanent teeth if the child wants to wiggle their baby teeth out. One common problem that occurs with the lower incisors is the eruption of the permanent teeth behind the baby teeth. This gives the appearance of a double row of teeth. In many cases, the child will be able to work the baby teeth out on their own. However, in some cases, the baby teeth will not get loose enough for the child to wiggle them out, and it is necessary for the pediatric dentist to extract these teeth. Once the baby teeth are extracted, the tongue will naturally push the permanent incisors into their natural position. Coincidentally, at approximately 6 years of age, as the first lower permanent incisors begin to erupt in the front part of the mouth, the 6-year molars, first permanent molars, are usually erupting behind all the baby teeth in the back part of the mouth. Approximately a year after the lower central incisors are lost, the lower lateral incisors and the upper central incisors are usually lost. Approximately 1 year later, the upper lateral incisors are lost. Usually by the age of 8 or 9 years of age, the child will have the 4 upper and lower permanent incisors and 4 permanent molars. The child then has a mixture of permanent teeth and baby teeth, mixed dentition, until approximately 11 or 12 years of age when they begin to lose the rest of the baby teeth, baby cuspids and molars. Remember, all children erupt and lose teeth at different rates, just as all children grow skeletally at different rates. Therefore, the parents should not be concerned if their child is not getting or losing teeth at the same rate as some of their peers.